Let's open our handouts to.
I got it back in the back.
Numbered at the bottom. Page 4 is a somewhat faded copy of the good old way from the Sacred Heart. Okay, now can I ask the altos to be on the good old way, sing the bass line and octave up? Do not sing the altos. That's not the whole thing. Sing the bass line and octave up. I don't want to hear the altos. And we see that in the legacy of Christian harmony singing in all sorts of places in the South. We've got Christian harmony singing in Alabama, in Mississippi, in northern Georgia, and certainly in North Carolina. And it was in South Carolina, and it now has been revived in South Carolina. And the legacy of his songs in other books, such as in the Sacred Heart, you always see Walker songs among some of the most popular in the book. So 146, Hallelujah in the Sacred Heart, has often been among the top five in statistics in Sacred Heart charts. So the main thrust of my talk is the style, the melodic vocabulary and the harmonic language. What were the influences of that? Well, we know that William Walker was a devout Baptist, and so were his parents. And they went to church, and they went to camp meetings all the time. We don't know exactly what they sang in church and what they sang at camp meetings, but we do have a pretty good idea that William Walker went to singing schools. And I spoke to Warren Steele about this, and he says that probably the best candidate for the book he would have learned from is the Kentucky Harmony. Now, the Kentucky Harmony has a lot of fuguing tunes and New England stuff in it, but it also has a lot of folk hymns. And that was important because that was sort of the basis for the folk hymns that we have in all of these other books came out of the Kentucky Harmony, the Davison and the Chapins. And we know that Walker loved the Chapins. Now, he had Primrose, 93rd Psalm, Vernon, Olney, all of those are in both the Southern Harmony and the Christian Harmony. And there's one Chapin song that's not in the Sacred Harp, but it's in all four of Walker's books. And it's on page one of the Kentucky Harmony and on page one of the Southern and Western Kentucky Harmonies. That song is Rockbridge. And so we're going to sing that. 165 on the bottom in the Christian Harmony. And by the way, we're singing out of the Caroline book. There are some Walker songs that are not in the other book. 165 on the bottom. We sing the notes. We'll sing the notes and we'll sing the first verse. When we sing, get to the word burn, while the land holds out to burn. I just want to hold that for a second. So just watch me. that beautiful? What a text. Look at that text.
Yeah.
According to the statistics on the Christian Harmony website for North Carolina, this song was sung zero times at singings in North Carolina between 2000 and 2008. Let's talk about William Walker's uncle, his uncle David Walker, which was also an influence on him, and I think we can hear that. Page 116, we'll just sing the notes on this one. 116 on the top. 116 on the top. Our books says, she says it's an arching structure. So the melodies will go up and then they'll come back down in almost all of these folk games. And I think a very good example of this is a 327 in Christian harmony, The Christian's Hope. And I'm going to get Shannon to lead one verse for that. 327.
Another example of this gap scale where we have a hexatonic, that means we don't have a C,
is on 85 top. So let's look at 85 top. We'll just sing the notes on this. 85 on the top.
Oh.
It's because I'm worn out from singing those anthems
and anthems.
So one thing that was new to me when I was learning about folk hymns is that what scholars have seen is that a lot of these folk hymns are made up of small melodic elements that are then combined together in chunks. And so if you've ever wondered why it is that so many of these songs remind you of other songs that are in these books or in other books, there's a reason for that, and let me demonstrate it to you. Dorothy Horn, this scholar, gives us two good examples of this. All right. And you all probably all sing from the Sacred Harp as well, so you'll know some of the songs that are in the Sacred Harp as well as the ones that are in Christian Harp. I'm on my way to Canaan, I'm on my way to Canaan. All right. His crimes within were grief and shame, no penitent confess. When shall I be delivered from this vain world of sin? And I'll sing hallelujah, and you'll sing hallelujah, and on and on. And what about this? Oh, little rock of Jesus, blood can make a feast of union. Or, I know I must go through great tribulation and many soul conflicts on every hand. Or, come listen now to my call, which I do make today. Or, once she was all alive to be, and thousands were converted. Or, unnumbered comforts to my soul, a tender can be sold. Yeah. And on and on. Sometimes the chunks are big chunks that go over an entire page and actually are an entire song. So we're going to look at three of those. Walker sometimes was a recycler in the 19th century. 265 in the Christian Harp. Just have the tenors sing the tenor line for a second. Okay. So, just the tenors. Everybody can sing tenor if you like.
So, so long ago.
Don't.
now? Or would you like to move on?
Why
would you like to leave that for us? 267.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So you give an example. Yes, this happened a few times. If you give an example of a song where Walker claims credit for this melody and B. White claims credit to this in
right.
the church's Revelation.
Right.
So is there any information about
that's a variant of Barbara Allen. That's a variant of Barbara Allen. All three of them were variants of Barbara Allen.
That is the first verse?
Yes.
Oh,
We sang it. We sang it at John Hollingsworth's house. That was the first time.
Yeah.
So now let's look at just sort of a brief diversion into the world of camp meeting music. Walker does, in the Western Southern and Western Pocket Harmonists, he has about 20 or 30 camp meeting songs. And that's the most largest collection of camp meeting songs in any of Walker's books. And some of them are unsingable, as we've discovered. But I'd like to look at a couple of those. Let's look at first at 360 in the Christian Harmony, which is, I think, sort of a transition between folk hymn and camp meeting song. Anybody would like to lead this song, just let me know.
Yeah, that's great. Q12 on the top.
So,
So.
337. 337. On the top. No.
Yeah.
extreme example of this style. I think this is a beautiful song. 337, the bass is already showcased, of course, their line at least, so they're ahead of us. 337 on the top, sweet harmony.
So go.
Let's sing 261 in the Christian harmony.
Did Walker ever write anything about what he was doing in this regard?
I have not seen it. I have read Harry Eskew's master's thesis, and I have read Pulling Dark, and I have not seen it. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I mean, one thing that's interesting to me is Walker must have had a whole library of papers and everything, and Harry asked Harry Eskew, what happened to that? And he said, nobody knows. So 261 on the top. And could I just say, this in the Caroline book, this has these words. And these words, I think, fit this text really better than Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
Be so.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
Now, we've got some more examples of this. If you all get tired, you just have to tell me. What time do we have anyway?
It's gone. Just
Elizabeth,
about 5 minutes ago. All right. In that case, I think we should skip to a point two. In your handout, you will see. From the Civil War and all the changes that happened during the Civil War and after the Civil War, and we've got gospel music. And gospel music moves in, and it sort of swamps the field. And everybody is trying to quickly scramble to teach and sing and play gospel music. And I just wanted to give you an example of what happened when some of these people who used to work in the old repertoire tried to fit this repertoire to a gospel style. If you look at page 5 on there, the Christians wrote parts arranged by William Hauser. This is from the Olive Leaf, 1875. And he takes this song, this appears in Walker's books. He takes this song, and look at what he's done to the bass line. Let's just sing the notes quickly and we'll see how bad this actually is. Do, do, mi, so, no. No. Tom, can you help me?
So, do,
do.
The
alto is up. This is meant to be played on the piano like a gospel song. Alright, so I don't know whether I can stand this.
So.
will give me that Walker did not turn his back on the good old way. The good old way of writing and the good old way of the sound that he grew up with. He loved that sound, and he was right, in my opinion. It is beautiful. It is the most beautiful, I think, in any of his books. And I'd like to sing the last verse of the good old way in commemoration of William Walker. So let's look back at our handout, page 4, please. Altos can sing whatever they like. Mm-hmm. Singers. Notes of 30.